Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome to Wednesday's episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
And this is our list episode where we come up with a list. A random topic, random thing. This list came from one of the homies. One of the list of DJ Easy. Shout out. He also sent us some emails. But, hey, how you doing?
Vegetables?
Yeah, don't come for none of that. So we're gonna start off with the homie Philly, because Philly sent us an email, and it's the list you date them but not bring them home episode.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah. Say your bull, your L, your Corey. Interesting list topics. I fuck with this John. LOL. Of course, I can't follow the rules, so I double up my John. Pause. So I'm gonna go from 10 to 1. Say. Number 10, he had Niecy Nash. Said, can't bring an old head home. Number 9, Sexy Red, can't bring a ratchet home.
I bring the old head home, though.
Niecy Nash, yeah. I bring Niecy Nash home. But she, I don't know, she lives too much of the lifestyle. And I don't know how my mama feel about the lifestyle.
The LG?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, it's the month, but, you know. Cassie. This is number 8. Say, can't bring Miss Freak off home. Definitely can't take that. She done been through too much.
Yeah, you
too much of her business out there in the streets.
Yeah, you can't bring her home, but you can have fun.
You can have fun.
She'll do it.
She definitely will. Number 7, Jocelyn Hernandez. Can't bring a cokehead egg stripper home.
Yeah, you can't bring her home.
Know the fuck you want. Between the heat, washing machine and dryer. So we got some voice notes from DJ Highstar. So let me see if I can get these going for y'all.
What's good, y'all? DJ Highstar here in the flesh, man. I am actually out here fishing, but I did want to get a list episode or a list emailing. for the most recent list, man. I don't want to be the first to say I'm not judging the L at all.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. I'm just saying. My time's alone. Martha Stewart can get it. But nevertheless, shout out to Paulie Dean and her bland ass fried chicken or whatever. My list will go as follows.
We're going to be pressing buttons now.
It was about to end anyway. So I had to
go to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, so my list for women that I would date, quote unquote, or have sex with and not like marry. Let's go with number five, Janice Hart. Shout out to her chocolate ass. Listen, it's very thick, fine, voluptuous, all of that. Confident in her sexuality. Number four, I'm gonna say Tracee Ellis Ross.
What?
The older cougars.
I'm bringing home.
It's always a reason they single.
Ooh.
As far as the older cougars without any kids, there's always a reason that they single. You know what I'm saying? So, number three, I'm gonna go with Carisha. Now she ain't got a lot of put on her from Diddy and likings, and she goes all the way on the freak meter because she done dealt with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take her.
Young Miami.
Okay.
Number two. I'm going to improvise number two. Go with Jill Scott.
What?
I'm bringing
Jill Scott. Sexuality is off the chain, off the charts. It's a lot of niggas that want her, and big women or bigger women, like the chubby women. They
all be here.
Find a nigga. They always got a nigga on the side somewhere. So I'd be more nervous about Jill Scott cheating on me than anybody else.
Oh, wow.
So I would just have to fuck.
That's a good point.
The last one is, it's going to sound creepy, but
that's a good point. People be thinking big women don't be having niggas, but big women do be having niggas.
They're loyal too.
They not loyal if they be having niggas.
No, I'm talking about there's loyal ones, like they're loyal too.
But some of them do be having niggas on the side. And they be sneaky with it, too.
That's all women, man. I ain't going with that. Nah. I'm bringing Jill Scott to the house. She gonna sing and everything.
Interesting.
Like Angel, she be doing, like, the podcast with Kev on stage.
Angel.
Not Judge, but that
I think Angel is a freak.
My number one pick right there. Some of my honorable mentions do include Martha Stewart. I will say that proudly.
You wild.
And then you could read off the other ones, but I think I had Peggy Bundy on there as well.
He does have Peggy Bundy.
I bring Peggy.
Shorty from Atlanta. Glover's love interest, Zazie.
Zazie
or
Beats.
Whatever her name was. She can get it too. But nevertheless, man, DJ Highstar here, man. I hope that y'all are having a great list episode on whatever that may be this week. Y'all be easy, though. I'll let y'all.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Word.
All right, so I don't know.
He sent another one. But yeah, his honorable mention was Chloe Bailey, Meg Thee Stallion, Billie Eilish, and Sydney Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney, I think that's the girl from Euphoria.
Okay.
The young girl from Euphoria. So yeah, email us djbladeshow@gmail.com. Let us know some of the whatever top five we've done in the past.
Yeah, or if you got your own.
Yeah, you got your own. You want us to do one just like this one. Highstar sent us this one, which is different because around here, we don't get street food like that too much. Yeah. We got a lot of food trucks, but the need for street food is really more of a city thing.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of these trucks are kind of based off of a street food
from
somewhere else.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to go back and forth. So how we're going to do a little different.
Okay.
We're going to come up with 10. And after the 10, we're going to order them 10 to 1.
Bet.
So you want to go first or you want me to go first?
So I need to pick my best 10. Because
you're going to do 5. I do 5.
I know, but I need to pick out of my best 10, 5.
Just, all right.
5 of my best.
Just give me one real quick. Let's see what you... And I'm going to write them down and we'll see.
All right. Let's go with Gyro.
Ooh.
Come on.
That was on my list.
And you know what? I'll do... Gyro / falafel.
That's the same. They the same thing.
Nah, cause you got the.
Well, you can't two in one. It now we gotta.
I was just putting because
it has some parameters.
All right, yeah, gyro.
So so for me and mine, all the ones, because I ain't gonna pick the real one that I think we both gonna have for number one.
Uh-huh.
But for me, when I think of street food, I think you can walk and eat at the same time.
Okay.
That's how I pick a lot of these.
That's how I did it too. Like some handheld food, that I would see a cart selling or something like that.
I can keep it pushing. Like I ain't got to sit down. Like I went to the food truck festival, the Black Food Truck Festival down in Charleston,
mm-hmm.
and the food I got in order for me to really enjoy it, I had to sit down.
Yeah, I had to sit down.
I wanted a big plate, it was just some wings and fries.
I got you.
So I can't walk around and eat that.
That's not street food.
That ain't street food. Yeah, nah. So one of the things that we don't get them here a lot, but you know, you get it in the city,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like this is one of the perfect street foods, is a beef patty.
Come on, man. That was the next one I was going to go with. Yep, you're right.
Beef patty. You can't go wrong with a beef patty. It's right there. They have the little paper.
Yeah.
That's... You eat it. Boom, you're on the move. Boom, bip, you're gone.
See, in New York, pizzerias have beef patties too. And what they do is they cut it in half.
Uh-huh.
They put the cheese in there, throw it in the oven with your little pizza.
So they do is a calzone
a street food?
What I'm saying is that the Italian version of a beef patty, but they bigger though. Calzone and Stromboli bigger than the beef patty.
Yeah.
And
they're totally there. They're more like a hot pocket, like a pot pie. It's not a beef patty.
Yeah. So what's your next one?
Oh man, you done threw me off now. Shoot, a beef patty with cocoa bread now. And
saw somebody eat that too. That guy with the deep voice, and he be doing the food.
Oh, her baby.
No, not him. You
know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
He was on the commercials after he got big, sit in the car and do the reviews.
No, not this guy. Not that guy. I know the guy you're talking about. He was on like a Whopper commercial or some shit.
Yeah.
This guy, he's a dark skinned dude. He go to different places to eat the food, but he got like a real movie review voice.
TikTok guy.
I don't know. I probably is TikTok guy.
Voiceover guy.
He got a real voiceover sound.
This is crazy. I would lick my button.
Yeah, he say some wild stuff like that. Yeah, dark skinned guy. He wear glasses.
Exactly. Yeah.
The food is exquisite.
Exquisite.
Yeah, he says some shit like that.
I would smack my mother.
Yeah, and he speak real super proper. He enunciate everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's the next one we're gonna throw in there? All
right. Let's go with a hot dog.
Okay.
A street cart hot dog / New York hot dog.
What's a New York hot dog? What come on a New York hot dog?
New York hot dog is usually Sabret, the brand. You know what that is?
Sabret. Now, I'm talking about what's toppings. I ain't talking about who. I'm talking about what toppings you putting on.
I'm a picky eater. I just do sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is not picky.
Yes, it is when you don't get nothing else with it. No ketchup, no mustard, no nothing.
Sauerkraut is nothing but like fermented cabbage, right?
It's cabbage, but I don't know if it's fermented. It's more a vinegar-based cabbage, maybe, right?
I think it's a fermented cabbage.
It better not be fermented. Nah, it's not fermented. It wouldn't still be white to me, I think. I don't think it'll be white.
We about to see. Sauerkraut is fermented shredded cabbage.
God damn.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm still eating it.
So that's all you put on your hot dog?
Yeah.
So
that's it.
We do... Have you ever had like different region hot dogs, like different places?
Oh yeah, the Chicago dog.
You had a Chicago dog?
Yeah, with the
with the little
pickle on it.
The pickle and the little pepper, whatever that is.
I was gonna say some of them do a tomato or red pepper.
The tomato and so it got the pickle, the tomato, and the pepperoncini or whatever, peppercini mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. on it. Yeah, I had that because I had to eat it like that just you know to get the.
That's like a top for me, like a number one, like a pizza, like a. A hot dog is like
yeah
street food for me. Like
you can't go wrong with a hot dog.
Nah, you can't.
You get a hot dog. My favorite hot dog is, I guess maybe it got to be like a Carolina style or Southern style because you get the chili,
the reddish looking ones.
I'm talking about
coleslaw in it.
There you go.
I got you.
Coleslaw,
the style,
chili.
I got you.
Maybe mustard, ketchup, but it got to have that coleslaw on there. Coleslaw on a hot dog really what got me to eating coleslaw.
Do you like coleslaw that's really like chopped up, like almost like a pasty kind of coleslaw?
I don't know what you mean, pasty.
Like
how KFC do theirs?
No, KFC is a little bit whole. It's a little crunch to it, but they got some that's like
You eat coleslaw?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's I think I know you talking about the cup. Because some places you get their coleslaw and they come in that little white cup.
And it looks like the chili. It looks fine.
Fine. I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You like that kind?
I eat it, Paul. I eat it. The only coleslaw I won't eat is North Carolina style coleslaw. So I went to Bojangles, because you know Bojangles got coleslaw. If I go to Bojangles, I get the dirty rice and coleslaw.
Okay.
So I went to Bojangles. I stopped in North Carolina. I was on 95. And I was like, yeah, let me get dirty rice and coleslaw. She was like, where you from? I said, South Carolina. She was like, we do our coleslaw different up here. I was like, it's coleslaw. They use like just vinegar in this shit. So it's just vinegar and cabbage.
So no mayo, like?
Nah, it wasn't no mayo in the joint.
Oh, word.
Yeah, and it was different.
I never know that.
Yeah, I didn't either until I went to that Bojangles.
Well, you know what? It just might be the Bojangles. It might just be the fast food areas.
But now you know different regions cook their shit, like do shit different.
Yeah, because when I was younger, I don't eat mustard.
Uh-huh.
So when I was, you know, in New York, you get a Happy Meal, the hamburger and all that don't have mustard on it. So every time I would go down, you know, come down south for the holidays and stuff like that and go to McDonald's, I'm always crying because they're mustard.
Oh, they put ketchup and mustard on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's a difference. Like New York don't put mustard on your hamburgers.
Mm.
Here, they do. On all the hamburgers, right? Except a Whopper.
Nah, certain ones like
that have a different sauce. It they'll have,
like, if you get like a, I want to say if you get like a quarter pounder from McDonald's, it just come with mayo on it. It don't come with ketchup and mustard.
Quarter pounder?
I think so.
Nah, a quarter pounder don't have mayo.
It don't have mayo?
Uh-uh.
Mm.
A quarter pounder is just mustard and friggin' onion, the big onions, not the fine onions.
Yeah, the big onion and ketchup, right?
Ketchup, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think if it's a burger that has a different kind of sauce, like a Whopper, I mean, yeah, like a Whopper. A Whopper don't come with it because it has with mayo.
Yeah, that don't come with ketchup or mustard.
Yeah.
No, well, because it got tomatoes. But I know for a fact, like a Frisco burger.
Yeah.
That only come with mayo on it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because mm-hmm, so, I eat those.
Yeah. So hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog is mine, man.
Great walk around food.
New York hot dog.
That's what you. Oh yeah, you had the third one. Have you ever heard of a walking taco?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Friend of mine had a food truck, and I was helping him out, and he let me sell my own, you know, version of walking tacos on it.
Oh, just put whatever in it and.
Mm-hmm. I made my own chili.
Uh
huh. Well, for the people that don't know what a walking taco is, it's usually a bag of chips.
Cut it
Doritos, cut it open.
And sideways.
There you go.
Sideways and put the toppings in there.
Shake it up a little bit. Put your chili in there. I did homemade chili.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese, sour cream. I like sour cream on mine. And I like tomatoes on it.
It's a guy now. I don't know. I think he might be in Pennsylvania or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where he got like all of this meat and stuff on his truck. And you come with your own bag, no matter how big the bag is.
I seen him.
Yeah,
I seen it.
He gone viral and people come from all over.
Yep, I seen it.
And he put all the stuff in it or whatever. And then he got, you want the white sauce, you want the green sauce or whatever. Yeah, so.
Yeah, yep, yep.
So yeah,
walking taco, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even thought of that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, for mine's shish kebab.
Mm.
A shish kebab. A regular, it don't have to be a fancy one. It could just be a chicken shish kebab with what they call that bread? Not nah. The Greek bread is, I guess it's the same bread as a gyro.
Oh.
It's just,
they put the bread with the kebabs on the streets?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep, like they'll, and you could do the white sauce on the kebab. Like it's just like a kebab wrapped in one layer of bread. More like to hold it, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could do a chicken kebab.
Okay. That's a good one too, cause you only got to really use one hand. If you ain't got the bread, you just be like, chong, chong.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know, growing up, I was in I'm from New York, but Eastern Parkway used to have the Eastern Parkway Day Parade, mm-hmm. the West Indian Day Parade,
mm-hmm.
and ever since I was probably like 4 years old to like a teen, my parents would be out there Memorial Day weekend selling shish kebabs.
Oh, so it's dear to your heart.
Yeah, dear to your heart.
I got another one that I think is good, and this might be a sleeper. All right, a cheesesteak. You ever notice how a cheesesteak is really just a sub, but they always wrap a little tighter? So if you hold it right,
I think you're cheating with that.
You can eat it and walk.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
you don't think so? When the last time you had a cheesesteak?
Let's see. One that counts.
What do you mean when that counts?
Because there's times I've tried cheesesteaks at places and it was like, you just eat it. But if I get it from Mr. Stefano's, you know,
that's what I was saying.
The granddaddy of the area.
You think they got it? Granddaddy?
Of course, of course. You tell me a better one?
I won't go change. Do you put the marinara on yours?
Nah, I put it on the side.
You dip it?
Nah. A little. Open it up.
Is it good?
Yeah, marinara is a little bitter.
I don't think I ever had. I don't think I ever had.
What's that one? Dave's cheesesteak?
I want to go to Columbia now.
But if you see it, I don't think you can walk with that one.
I think it's too big.
That one's flooded.
Yeah, that one's big.
Yeah, I heard they put a lot of beef in there.
I like that you censoring yourself. Yeah, because I don't.
What you got next? How many we got down so far?
We got seven. We gotta get five more. Then we gonna number them.
Okay, I'm gonna go classic regular taco. Just a little two finger taco, three finger taco. You know,
two finger taco.
Yeah, you hold it like this with two fingers.
Hard shell? You gonna hold a hard shell?
No hard shell. It's soft.
Okay, you talking soft. Hard shell, you got to go.
Nah, you got
to. Because it's going to crunch. Yeah. You got to hold a hole.
You almost got to hold with two hands.
You almost do.
Because it's going to split in the middle, and you got to hold like
you
seven.
Almost do.
Yeah. Or even the new ones. What do they call them? Brittia?
No, Brittia. That ain't new.
I mean, it's popular now. I'm not going to say new. You're right. It's popular. Soft taco.
Okay.
Regular authentic ones, you know, from Mexico.
Well, you know they do have street tacos, though, which is smaller, which is soft. So let's go with that.
Street tacos.
Now that you say that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it in the Mexican family then.
Okay, Mexican region.
So I'm going to go burrito. It's wrapped.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You can walk with it and go. You can walk and go. That's what I'm talking. You know what I'm saying?
See, man.
And they probably come off the same. What would you like, sir? Street taco, okay. And you, sir, what would you like? Burrito. Boom, right there. We at the same spot.
Ooh,
but we at the same spot.
You know what? I think you cheated, man.
How?
Cause, man.
These are all taco. Walking taco is on my list.
I know.
And burrito.
I know, but burrito. That's a cheat code. That's like
we talking street
that's
food.
That's top notch.
Top notch what? Street food?
Yeah.
What do you mean top notch? As in quality?
That's like number one. That's going to make the number one list like close. That and a cheesesteak, man.
That's not cheating. We talking functionality. That's what I'm talking. Street food. If I'm walking down the street and I see a truck with burrito, I'm going to think about getting that burrito.
A burrito beats out my hot dog.
Not me.
Hot dog was simple for me, but a burrito beats that out.
We'll get to that. We might have a debate going. What you got another?
You definitely got to wrap a burrito. Like you can't just like go raw dog with the whole burrito in your hand with no wrappings.
What do you mean wrappings?
Like you know the wrap? How they wrap it on the
bottom, like the styrofoam or whatever? Yeah. You got to because it might ooze out the bottom.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful with it now.
Yeah. Where we at?
You got another one? Give me one more.
All right. I'm going to. I'm P pizza. Pizza's my number one. I mean,
this is not your number one, it's just one.
Pizza is like, pizza's number one for me.
That's number one for you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one, pizza. Yeah. That would have been on my master list also, pizza.
The big slice, not the Papa John's, not the...
Just a slice, New York slice.
A New York slice.
New York slice, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Fold it and go. Because no matter how big the slice is, you fold it one time, because you're going to have to two-handed fold. You get the first bite, boom, you're good one hand now.
See, they don't have too many pizzerias here, right? They used to have. See, growing up, you know, you go to the pizzerias, usually on a corner or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have that cellophane, like, tissue paper and the pizza. And then, boom, they throw it on the counter to you.
No paper plate.
It was just, boom. Go watch.
Greasy all over the place.
Go watch, let's see, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, yeah, in the pizzeria.
Boom, he threw it on the table. Yeah, that's how it is.
I don't know if it's a place around here. There used to be a place in the mall you can get a slice.
That one, the other one over here, Jersey Boys.
I don't remember that.
Over there by Suit World. Yep.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was
some years ago.
Yeah, that was close to.
They say Rebel got some good pizza, but you can't get a slice though. I don't think you can get a slice there.
Those are personal pans, right? Like round.
At Rebel Pizza?
Yeah.
I never been there.
Yeah.
They ride up the street from there.
I know exactly.
Yeah. My number 10, this might be cheating a little bit, but it's easy. Depending on where you are and depending on, you know, how you get them, fries. You get a cup of fries, you get them in the little, you know, tub thing.
Yeah.
And some, you can get them with toppings or whatever, eat them and walk.
You
gotta sit down.
Do you like fries with the skin on them still?
I'm a potato man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat a potato. Baked, fried potato.
Favorite topping.
Favorite topping on potatoes?
Yep. Besides cheese. Cheese and what else?
Do the dressing count?
What, that creamy?
No, like ranch or whatever, or blue cheese or something.
Nah, that don't count.
That don't count?
Nope. I'll let you do this. Chicken or beef?
It depends on where I'm at, where I am.
Which one's more messier?
Nah, just like Zaxby's has a bacon ranch fries, which were pretty good when they came out.
Okay.
Depending on like if the place really does good. Like my homeboy, he used to have a restaurant and I used to go there and I'd be like, man, make me some chili cheese fries.
Okay.
Because they had real good chili. So I'm like, man, y'all make some chili cheese fries, man. Put some cheese on there, whatever. Yeah. He charged me whatever. So it just depends on, you know what I'm saying? I had like I went to this one place here and I wanted steak and cheese. They had on the menu steak and cheese fries, but the steak was good. You know, regular steak and type stuff they put in the cheese steak.
Mm-hmm.
But the cheese they used was like squeezed out of a bottle. And I didn't like that. I wanted it to be like real cheese.
The gooey kind of cheese or
shredded
cheese?
No, it was cheese out of bottle. Like they squeezed it out of a bottle like it was a sauce. And I didn't like that. So it just depends on where I am. You know what I'm saying? But
fork or no fork?
Plastic fork.
Yeah.
You gotta have a fork. If I got all that stuff in
there. Yeah, if you got the chili in there.
Yeah, I gotta have a fork. Gotta have a fork with that. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So let's go. Number 10. What I feel like you're going to say fries is number 10.
Of course.
Okay.
Out of the list of what we just said, that fries almost, before you put the toppings on it, it was almost a cop out.
But you can do it.
It was like
you
ran out of shit to say.
But fries is on my master list.
Okay.
How about number 9? I want to say gyro number 9.
Yeah, I go with you. I agree with you on that.
Okay, we got gyro number 9. All right. Number 8. What do you think number 8?
Number 8. What?
So we got what we got left is beef patty.
Let's put the hot dog on there.
No, hot dog on top.
You think so?
I got an argument for hot dog to be number 1.
I know, you know why?
Why?
It was number 1 until you put freaking cheesesteaks on the list.
It still don't beat cheesesteak still won't be number 1 though.
A cheesesteak is top dog, man.
No, cheesesteak is not top dog street food.
Burrito? That's top dog too.
What are you talking? I'm saying what I'm saying is top dog is like, if these things are in a line at street food, hot dog gonna sell the most.
That ain't. Let's go with this. If these on the table, which one are you gonna go for first?
That's not. We're not talking table. This is street food. So I'm walking down the street. Which one are you gonna get?
Hot dog's gonna be your last bet.
Hot dog is a classic. It's the easiest one out of all of them. And I mean, hot dog is almost like pizza. Like, I feel like you can't really do a bad pizza.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I go with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like you say on your hot dog, you like to get sauerkraut. If it's a place that got sauerkraut and it's good sauerkraut.
Sam's.
The Sam's in like Sam's Club?
Yeah.
The hot dog quality, mm-hmm. It's a bigger range of hot dog quality.
I got you.
If the sauerkraut good. Yeah. Like, you'll get the pink hot dog if it got good sauerkraut and bread.
You might do that.
You know what I'm saying?
You might do that. What else was on it? Let's see.
So we got. So what we got left is
taco, maybe
beef patty, hot dog is. We saving hot dog. We saving cheesesteak,
and burrito.
Since you say it, and pizza. We gotta say pizza. Them gonna be the tops.
That's top four, right?
So
there.
We got beef patty. We got walking taco. We got kebab, regular taco, and fries. Oh no, fries is already gone. Fries is gone.
All right, so it's fries right now. It's fries.
So we got fries, gyro at 9. So we looking for number 8.
Taco.
Regular taco?
Yeah, regular taco.
Okay, regular taco can go at 8.
Yep.
7, I'm going to make a veto. We got to put kebab on here.
Oh.
At 7. Do you think that need to go higher?
I didn't think kebab would even make a list. But
no, I mean, we got 10. So, I got you. Know, out of the 10, we.
Yeah, put it there. It need to go down lower.
You think it need to go?
It need to go like number 9.
So,
It need to go fries, kebab.
Fries, kebab. Gyro taco?
Yeah.
Okay. Fries, kebab, gyro taco.
We done fucked the list up.
No, we did. We did. we working through it. What do you think will go after kebab, after taco?
We already did beef patty?
Nah. We can put beef patty
Let's
there.
Let's drop the beef patty there, yeah.
Okay. Because beef patty really ain't.
Everybody ain't in tune to it.
Everybody ain't in tune to it. And it's you're not really going to find too many beef patty food trucks or carts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? That's why I didn't say one of the ones I got on here, doubles.
What's double?
A double is it's from Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
They do it with curry and like a chickpea. It's like a beef patty. It looked just like a beef patty, but it's a folded up kind of sandwich. But you could do chicken doubles. You catch these at like Jamaican restaurants and stuff like that. That's on my list, but
it ain't really popular enough to get in the top 10.
Yeah.
I feel you. You know what else could have been like, kind of like how they do at the Habibi? You ever seen the videos of a man at the bodega?
Sure.
Yeah. Kind of like how he do his. But he do them as beef patties though, right?
No, he do beef patties.
He do patties too.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture of a double.
First you get the peppers, then you get the onions.
Really, it's short.
The Aki way.
Doubles is, it's like, it's almost like the beef patty dough. Like, it's more like
kind of like split open.
Split open with the chickpeas and curry.
In the middle.
Yeah.
On the outside.
It's like a sandwich almost.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got. We're going top 5 now. So what we got left is hot dog, walking taco, cheesesteak, burrito, and pizza.
Yeah, like I said, hot dog's going to go on the bottom of that.
So hot dog got to be top 1 or 2.
Yeah, because
it's going to be an argument for hot dog and whatever else you think.
Nah, hot dog has got to be, where we at, top 5?
Yeah.
Number 5 is hot dog.
No, hot dog number 1 to me.
It can be. Well, to me, I like the damn burrito and cheesesteak.
Not
more
what you
than
like,
hot dog.
But you gotta. So in my mind, this is how I did it.
Go ahead.
I didn't do it as what I like. Okay. I did it the most. I did it as
the most popular.
Most popular.
Uh huh.
What I like. The most walk aroundable. And what I see more of.
Okay, this brother put rules on the bitch now. Okay, go ahead. Who you think is 5th? Hot dog number 1 then.
burrito. I put burrito before. I like burritos, but as far as like you don't see a lot of.
Let's do cheesesteak.
At five?
Five.
Okay.
Four burrito. I mean, four cheese.
Five cheesesteak?
Yeah.
A four burrito?
Five cheesesteak, four burrito.
All right, that's fair.
Man. Where we at now?
I think walking taco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Walking Taco snuck his way into the top three.
I don't know how, but
it snuck his way in there.
Really needs to be down there number eight.
Over Taco.
Of course. Like,
so Taco need to be seven.
A Walking Taco is really just chips, people.
And
it should be down there with fries.
I don't.
It ain't shit until you put the topping on.
Because check this out. Walking Taco ain't been around long enough to get in the top five.
Yeah, man.
Walking Taco ain't been around long enough to get in the top five.
We fucked up.
They snuck around. Walking Taco just snuck around in the background and got in the top five.
It really is somebody cleaned that refrigerator, had chips.
Had in. Shit left over. This some jail shit.
There you go.
Like a, what they call it, a setup. You know what a setup is?
Nah.
That's some shit they do in jail where they take Fritos or something like that and put all that shit in and smush it up.
A spread, you mean?
A spread. Yeah, they call it a setup and a spread.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So we can move. Walking Taco to
all the way down to number eight.
Number eight. So that'll push everything else down.
Yeah. Push everything else up.
Yeah, up. Yeah. All right. So top two, pizza or hot dog?
Pizza.
Pizza
number one.
You got pizza number one?
See, now it falls under which one we like the most.
Not really. I like them equally.
Okay. Think about this. You walking down
Fifth Avenue. You on 125th.
No, don't say that. You walking in a food truck fair. There's only two things in the food truck thing. Hot dog and pizza. Which one are you going to? Good pizza and good hot dog. Not bullshit pizza and good hot dog.
But here's the thing. The line between
the line is going to be crazy.
No. What I'm saying is the line between bullshit pizza and good pizza, it's a thin line.
It's a thin line.
Like, it ain't really that much. Like, one thing could throw off the pizza. Like, if the bread ain't right.
All
right,
let me do this.
The cheese, you got cheap cheese.
Let me do this. Just because I painted the picture like that. I can't see good pizza coming off a truck. So, let's do this.
Off a food truck?
Yeah.
You talking about a pizza. You got to go to a pizzeria to get pizza.
Yeah, let's do a pizzeria one door, and the next door is a hot dog place. Pizza.
I would get the hot dog. The hot dog ain't even got to be in a place. It could be on the street.
Yeah.
And if it's a beef hot dog.
Yeah, but.
The nigga be posted up down the street on Irby.
Yeah.
In a grass. I don't think he even paid to put his cart there.
He don't.
And niggas pull up there for the hot dogs.
But if you're going by popularity, hot dog might win because hot dog possibly might have been around longer than.
But here's the thing. If they side by side, like you say, on the street and restaurants.
You go to the pizzeria.
I go to the pizza place because I don't want no corporate hot dog.
Number one.
We talking walk street food, though.
Tricky.
Okay, they could be on the same street.
Yeah.
In order to get the slice, like you was talking about back in the day,
mm-hmm.
It got to be. You got to walk into a place for the pizza.
Of course. Yeah, you do. For it to be good either.
And you know, I don't see them having a good pizza on a food truck or nothing like that.
I can't see it. But you know what messes it up more? At one time, both of them cost the same amount.
A dollar. Damn.
So you had, have you broke?
How good was the dollar slice?
Oh, as good as it is now. It's the same slice.
Now hot dogs up too.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting all of it. Damn. We got to go 1A, 1B. I probably would get a slice of pizza before I could get a hot dog.
That's it. I said pizza at the beginning.
So we go hot dog 2, pizza 1.
Yep. Hot dog 2.
When I was making my original list, I was like,
what do you think was going to be number one?
Hot dog.
You know, I said that during that show at one time.
Yeah. I thought hot dog was going to be the one.
But the rules changed. The goal line was moved.
I mean, what's making them pass me where along? We were, you know, we got number 10, fries. Number 9 was Taco. Number 7 was Walking Taco. Number 6 was Taco. Number 5 had Betty.
Okay.
Number 4 was Cheese Steak. Number 3 was Burrito. They kind of stuck up in the middle.
But when I'm looking at my list and I saw the cheese the way it was, how tight it was, bro, like, corner store, and it got rolled up tight at one time, it was only two feet, and you stand outside. What's the best cheese steak you ever had? I think it's a Geno's. So they're affiliated with the Geno's in Philly?
No, okay, but they are from Philly.
And when I say, it's like, I can't show the camera. I mean, I can't show the listeners how big it is.
But yeah, you can. You're on camera. I know, but that big.
They want to see how big.
They got salmon ones.
They got, so they like Big Dave.
How Big Dave do this?
Exactly. But them Big Dave's.
Big Dave from Philly.
I know, but he chops his meat up a little bit too much.
Oh, okay.
You noticed that, right?
I never had his. I just saw it though.
Yeah, I see it, but yeah.
I got to get one. I'll probably get an egg roll before I get a cheesesteak from him.
Yeah.
But the best one I ever had, and I don't think this would be considered a cheesesteak, more like a steak and cheese.
Okay.
It was when I used to work on the railroad going to Brunswick, Maryland. It was a place called the Brunswick Deli right down the street from the hotel we used to stay at. So they had like a lot of cold cuts and sandwiches and salads and stuff. And if you get the cheesesteak, it would be like $9. They would take ribeye, cut up the ribeye in the chunks and make it, you know what I'm saying, however you want. Best cheesesteak sandwich I ever had in my life.
Did they put a gravy on it?
Nah.
Okay.
Now they had something they called Brunswick stew.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would get that on there. It would be like, I don't know, chopped up peppers and all kind of stuff on there.
Broth, kind of?
Nah, it wasn't really a broth because you could buy it in a jar.
Okay.
But they called it Brunswick stew or something. But people put that. I wasn't grown enough for that. I was in my early 20s. But that cheese steak, and you could get whatever cheese on it because, like, I ain't really a fan of the nacho cheese, whatever they put on it in Philly.
Cheese whiz.
Yeah. I want real cheese, like provolone or.
Okay.
That's what I get on mine. But you can put whatever cheese on the cheddar.
That's a big debate. Like,
oh, the cheese whiz. Like,
you rather cheese whiz or you rather
regular cheese?
Real cheese. Like,
yeah, ain't no cheese whiz, nigga. But see, I'll get regular cheese and then I put mayo on mine and lettuce and they say that ain't the real way.
You're disgusting.
So, yeah, mayo and oil and vinegar.
No. On a cheesesteak?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. So when I go to my
Stefano's?
Jersey, I ain't never had Stefano's.
Oh, word.
I don't think. But I know I had Jersey Mike's. When I go to Jersey Mike's, I get I don't get the peppers. I get onions, oil and vinegar, lettuce, and mayo.
Oh, word. Okay. I started getting it in the wrap over there at Jersey
Mike's. That's how I get mine. I get mine in the wrap. Yeah.
I'm trying to do my slim thing like you, baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, pizza number one, hot dogs number two on our list of top street foods.
Some of them snuck in. Really, street taco need to be down there. Number 9, number 10.
Look, street taco?
Yeah.
A walking taco.
A walking taco, I'm sorry.
I mean, it was 7.
Yeah.
No, it was number 8.
It was?
7, 8 or 7. Yeah, it was up there.
Yeah, I think.
Walking taco is a good thing, though.
It is.
Because you got all the meat, you got everything, and you got the chips, so.
And some of them have the, they'll do the white sauce, uh-huh, the Ezekiel sauce, or mm-hmm, something like that, or.
Like my man on the video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. If y'all got a street food that we didn't mention, email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what street food you like the best.
My ass is hungry right now. I'm hungry thinking about it.
I ate breakfast, so I'm good. I had some grits and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. L, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on EL Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me at the Digital Studios Podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram and YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. Like, subscribe to us on YouTube. We need some more subscribers and views and all of that. I'm thinking about taking a little break during the early summer, but we get them subscribers up, I might have to be forced to take a break.
Yeah, you're right.
I only get one day off a week. So, but yeah. But if y'all follow and send and comment and all of that, you know what I'm saying, I might be more inclined to stick around throughout the summer. But if y'all got some ideas for us to do with top fives or whatever, let us know. And shout out to High Star for sending that one in too. That was a very healthy debate back and forth.
Yeah.
Shout out to L for winning with pizza. making a good sound argument for pizza. Yeah. But I like that kind of stuff though. Yeah, but DJBlazeshow@gmail.com. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Yes. Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.